Welcome back to another episode of Freedom Cast with your host, Misha MCC. So, I had some recordings and it got deleted. So, here I am again. Anyways, Freedom Cast, where bias takes a back seat. This episode is for the fellas. Okay, fellas. And if you don't know anything about my platform for my podcast, I like to talk about dating in the church, dating period, relationships, kingdom relationships, and just really dating in the church, sex in the church, because, you know, all that stuff is realistic. All that stuff is really happening. Okay. Yes, we love Jesus, but we also are human too. Not only that, I'm a counselor. Marriage counselor, family counselor. So I have a lot of different angles I can approach different topics at. So without further ado, this episode is for the fellas. Fellas, let's talk about approaching a woman, being in a relationship with a woman, because, you know, I really know that there's a lot of content out there for women, and there's a lot of men that put content out there for the female audience to, you know, educate the women on the men. But where are the content for men to educate you on the woman? Because it really feels like y'all don't have a clue. Okay, y'all don't have a clue, and I'm saying that with all love. You guys really don't have a clue about a woman and how to love us, how to treat us, how to handle us. And, you know, and that's just really, it's not just nowadays. It's really just in general. But I really feel like in this particular era, in this particular time period, digital age, we've just reached a time where people aren't intentional. So let's leave that right there. Fellas, how to approach a woman, being in a relationship with a woman, let's talk about the initial phase of getting to know her, approaching her, and then that initial, you know, first phase. Okay, here's what happens. A lot of guys are clueless on how to approach us. You know, a lot of guys are clueless, I'm gonna say it again, on how to approach a woman. And I believe that men have gotten lackadaisical in their approach, which have led to women becoming the aggressors, you know, aggressively approaching men and aggressively giving you our phone number or however you want to say it, which in turn isn't good because it leads to us being the aggressor in a relationship. Okay, pushing the relationship, moving the relationship forward in a direction, making all the plans, making all the plays, right? This never should be one-sided. That's bias. So we shouldn't take a biased approach to relationship and dating. We should be collectively collaborating and meshing our minds together. Does that make sense? All right. So fellas, how to approach her? Let's say you're in Family Dollar. Let's say you see her and you see, oh man, she's gorgeous. I want to say something to her. First things first, do not tell her she's beautiful. I know, right? That's like, ugh. All right. So what you want to do, it's like a double entendre, like, she's beautiful. Why not say she's beautiful? She has, like, you know, I could talk to her and say she's gorgeous and go into conversation. Sure, you can. But you don't want to compliment the physical appearance. 99.9% of the time, when you tell us we're beautiful, we already know. Okay, and telling us we're beautiful should come later. Okay, so initial phase, you want to compliment what she has on, maybe her smile, you know, maybe her hair, but you want to look at what she has in her hand, what she's shopping for, you know. Now if she's shopping for period products, you know, wait until she gets to the register and then you can probably talk to her, you know, but make it natural. Okay, so let's just say she has cake mix in her hand, right? So you approach her, you're like, wow, are you making a cake? Okay, are you making it, or are you someone at home making it? So just, you know, talk to her and start a casual conversation. Women like casual conversation. You know, in this time, women have been hypersexualized, and you don't want to immediately talk about her physical appearance. Okay, that's why I tell you not to compliment something about her. That's why I said to compliment her hair already. Maybe you know, start a conversation about the what she has in her hand, you know, the cake mix, or, you know, maybe a cake pan, maybe some pans, you know, ask her if she cooks, you know, things like that. Start an open-ended conversation, you know, open-ended questions. So do that. Start a conversation. And, you know, that's where it will automatically play into asking her for her number. And, you know, asking her for a number is really not hard. You know, how about this? I would like to call you sometime. Can I have your number? Or matter of fact, give her your number. This is the best play right here. Because then you put her in a position where she feels psychologically like she's in control. But it's not really about control, people. It's about two people working together and collectively pursuing each other. That's how you set the tone from day one, from jump, that it is about us pursuing each other, right? So men, get it in your head. Give her your number. And if you feel like, oh, I don't want, maybe she won't call me, maybe I feel like, oh, she won't do that, bet, got you. How about you exchange phone numbers? Offer, say, hey, I feel a little uncomfortable. I don't know, you're too beautiful. Maybe you won't call me. Okay, you can play on that little insecure a little bit, but don't play on it too much, okay? Just say, oh, you know, maybe you won't call me. And she might giggle a little bit, but say, you know what? Let's exchange phone numbers. Do you have a business card? How can I get in touch with you? I'll give you my contact and you give me yours. How about that? Don't ask for socials. I don't like that. I feel like you're stalking me, and I don't like for you to see my socials and if I don't know you. All right. So don't ask for socials. I know we live in social media and stuff like that. Now, if she gives you her social media, okay, that's fine. But still ask her for her number, because she may be trying to put up a wall and keep you at a distance because she probably has somebody, right? And she just wanted to get your number. So that's why I said ask for the contact, okay? All right, so let's say you got a phone number, you guys exchange numbers, whatever that may look like, you guys are talking, right? So next step, fellas, please pay attention. Take notes. Do not be overly excited and divulge too much information too soon. Ooh, this is a really sticky place, because first off, especially if things are going extremely well, especially if you guys are, you know, the conversation is going well, you're talking, you want to keep it casual, as casual as possible. You want to talk about topics that are, you know, that are primitive to today's society, today's world, you know, maybe their experience, their dating. Of course, you want to ask them if they're, you know, if they're seeing anybody, if they're single, you know, stuff like that. Those are very important questions. Okay. You don't want to come out the gate with hot questions too soon, but you do want to gauge her mind to see where she's at emotionally. You want to gauge her mind, her intellect, to see where she's at spiritually, to see if she's even on a level that can, especially, I know a lot of men are theological or, you know, philosophical sometimes. You want to gauge her to see if she can, you know, engage with you, you know, conversation on that particular level. And if she can, great, wonderful, right? Continue the conversation. And this is what I say about not divulging too much information too soon, not getting too excited too soon, okay? So let's just say, I'm going to give you an example. Let's just say you guys, things are going really well. You guys are hitting it off, and it's 3 months in, and you are telling this lady that, man, I like you so much, man, I love you, or, man, we should just get married already, it's just too good, let's just get married. So instead of saying those hot things too quick, you want to include her in your life. You want to include her in your decisions, because that automatically puts her, just like the first step, just like when you approached her, you gave her your number, or you exchange phone numbers. They immediately set the tone for the pursuing of each other, and not one person always being the aggressor, right? So making sure you include her in decisions. You include her in your, say if you have a job offer and you are planning on looking for another job, include her in that decision. Say, hey, ask her to pray over, you know, this particular job, in, you know, offer, and tell her, ask her, you know, what the Lord says. Because remember, we're gauging right now. We're gauging her spiritual level to see if she, you know, is on that spiritual level, or where her spiritual appetite is, or, you know, where she is right there. Okay. But even the job decision, and I'm talking to kingdom people. Okay. But invite her into those decisions, that decision-making process, because you know what that does? It makes her feel included. It makes her feel special. Like, wow, you trust me enough to include me in this information? That's what she should be thinking in her head. That's what probably is going to be running through her head right there. And she's going to automatically feel closer to you right there, okay? So, men, you don't have to dish out all these compliments. All you need to do is include her in the decision-making process. All you need to do is include her in your day-to-day decisions of your life. Let's say you want to make something to eat for dinner and you are going to the store. Even if you're not going to the store, ask her about a meal that you are thinking about preparing. What items should go into that? How should I make this? How do you usually make it? How did mama make it? You know, so that really starts another conversation. Opens up, you know, the door for just getting to know her a little bit deeper, right? So there it is right there, including her in the decision-making process. Does that make sense, guys? All right. So the next step, all right, you don't want to be too excited, right? Giving out all this information. So we got that. Including her in the decision-making process helps her to feel included, helps her to feel closer to you and special, and, you know, build that deeper connection, okay? So the next thing you want to take note of, it really helps to lead the relationship into the right direction when you are giving her clarity. And this is how you give a woman clarity, right? Well, when you're including her in that decision-making process, you are making sure, if you want to have her a part of your life for the long term, you want to say key words like, I want to include you in what will be happening in the future, right? She needs to be able to be in agreement, right? Being on one accord is powerful, right? Where two or three are gathered, the Lord is there in the midst automatically. So, all right. So you want to give her clarity for where the direction of the relationship is going. And this will stop the questions of, where is this relationship going? Because you know she's going to ask you about those questions. Right, so this will help with giving her clarity and stop asking those questions about where the direction of the relationship is going. Right, so if you include her in that decision-making process of your life, and you include her include her in long-term decisions that will affect the next 6 months, the next couple years, right? So when you're including her in that, and you are letting her know where you are going, you can also gauge where she is, right? So you won't have to leave those questions in your mind like, hey, what about me? Is she interested in the long term for me? You can know if she's interested in long term, if she's in agreement with you, okay? If this woman is in agreement with you about the long term, about this job offer, and especially if she's, you know, maybe even adding herself into, and I know that's kind of like a touchy situation, just depending on how long you guys have been dating or talking. But if I'm speaking from maybe you guys have enough emotional equity built already in or a deep emotional connection. If you have that deep emotional connection, then yeah, she can go ahead and, you know, add herself into those decisions. Like, okay, this is maybe good for us, right? If she says that word us, oh, you already know. She's in it for the long term. She's ready. You got a committed gal, right? If she starts talking about long-term stuff, if she's praying over you and she's talking about, you know, long-term things, if she's talking about, you know, things like for the future, you know that she's the woman that will be committed to you, that is going to be committed to you, right? So those questions and those doubts can leave your mind. Because I know there's so much insecurities, guys, when it comes to this new dating stuff, you know, these days, and this digital stuff. Everybody's in their DMs. Everybody's in your DMs. So, you know, we really have to trust ourselves enough that we are enough so that we know that, hey, I'm giving my best self to this person who I believe will be the best for me. So you don't allow jealousy, because jealousy lets the other person know that you don't trust them. That's what it says. That's what jealousy says. Jealousy says, I don't trust you, right? It doesn't say I don't trust who's around you. No, it says I don't trust your decisions. That's what that spirit says, okay? So you want to eradicate that by letting you both need to set that tone to pursue each other, letting you both know that, this is a give and take, or this is a give and a take, right? You guys are pouring into each other's cup, ultimately. So I really hope that helps. We'll be right back. Okay, so welcome back. All right, so now we're going to talk about intentionality. All right, so this digital era has gotten so excited about the next best thing, the next best person too. And it's like this cancel culture, like no matter what they do, right? If I don't like what they're doing, I'm just going to cancel them, right? So let's just get away with that. And let's be intentional about being honest about how we feel about something. If someone is rubbing you the wrong way, if you don't like how someone is doing something, then tell them, especially if you've invested already, like maybe 3-4 months, and you just want to continue to talk to this person, especially if you know that this is definitely going to be something that could be long-term. Don't mess it up with something so simple and so silly and so petty, okay? So be intentional about your approach to her, fellas. Be intentional about if you see a little, you know, if you see a little bit of emotional stability, emotional instability, you want to be honest about that. And here's how you be honest about it, fellas, especially when it comes to emotional stability. And I know I just jumped to another topic, but follow me here. When it comes to the emotional state of a woman, women are emotional. Let's just get that through your head. All of us women are emotional. We are going to be emotional about different topics, different things, different reasons, in different ways. I know prophetic people, especially prophetic women, especially if you're a prophet, called as a prophet of God, like I am, you will be emotional. And 9 times out of 10, matter of fact, 10 times out of 10, fellas, it's not about you. It's not about what you did to us. It's not about what you said to us. It's going to be about how we feel in an atmosphere, what we're sensing and feeling in the atmosphere. We could have a prayer burden. We could just start crying out of nowhere in the middle of nowhere while we're driving down a highway. God will drop us a prayer burden in our spirit, and we got to pull over. And maybe I'm just talking about myself. And I know some guys, of course, men are called as prophets too, but men will feel that prayer burden a lot differently. But we still, prophets and prophetic people will still be emotional. Point blank period. You can't get away from that. We're emotional because we're sensing what's in the atmosphere. We're sensing the sin. We're sensing emotions, the sadness, the heaviness of other people, you know, the disparity, the discouragement. We're sensing that. So it gets heavy. That's realistic for me. The supernatural is real and it's realistic and it's still happening even in the natural, and that's how it manifests. Okay. But when you study her, fellas, and when I say study her frequency, study her flow, catch what and how she feels about certain things, certain topics, right? Going to certain places, catch it, pick it up, pick up on what she, her favorite restaurant, her favorite place to eat. Pick up on those little tiny things, how she moves when you kiss her, how she flinches when you touch her, how she jerks when you say something, right? So that's what I'm saying. Study her and let her become your personal prodigy. Let her become your muse, right? So and that's the level of investment, and that's the level of intentionality that we need from men that we're not getting in this day and age. I need for you to be invested, men. I'm not talking about calling her every single day, but I know that I like that personally. Like, you know, just talk every day. Just, you know, see where I am and, you know, things like that. All right. But you really want to invest in her emotionally, invest in her spiritually. And by investing, you know what you reap from that? You reap a woman that's vulnerable, she becomes vulnerable. She reveals that level of submission to allow you to trust, to allow her to trust you to lead. All right. So when you invest in her, you reap an emotionally submitted woman who trusts you to lead her. Okay. She can trust your leadership now. And now she can display that level of vulnerability, that level of femininity that you are looking for, that you've been desperately needed. Right? Don't come off rough. Don't treat her rough. Be gentle by studying her. And that's how you can get to know her, right? You study her. I don't care how many years you've been with her, in a relationship with her. You can have been married to her for 10 years and people change, man. People change like the seasons. You know, people switch like a light switch. So we got to continue to study our partners. Study him. And really, fellas, this is for you. This episode is for you. Study her. You could have been with her 10 years. Continue to get to know her. How does she flinch when you kiss her? Has something off about her? And, you know, and let's just keep it real. We're talking about sex in the church, too. Study her smells. I'm just being real. Study her smells. That's how you know. Now, I'm talking about really get to know her. Really get to know her. In marriage, too. Get to know your spouse. Don't let nobody come in between what happens between you and that marriage bed. That's you and your business. That's not the church's business. That is you and your spouse's business. Does that make sense? I hope I'm making sense. All right, let me end this episode. God bless you. I'll be praying for you to find your spouse, find your mate, find your one. In Jesus' name, God bless you.